Speaking on NBC Radio's face-to-face program on Monday, Chief Pharmacist Tyrone Jah put forward a number of arguments against the legalization of marijuana. Mr. Jah said, legalizing marijuana will create an additional brand of cigarettes that will target the young people. He said, more people will be inclined to use the drug.
Legalization would drastically increase marijuana use and use disorders rate, as well as hamper public safety and health at the cost of billions to society. Of particular concern to me is the potential relaxed attitude regarding the use of marijuana, which would lead to increased accessibility and reduced perception of harm. The thing is, legalizing marijuana would create the next big tobacco push. Already, big money is lining up behind marijuana to produce the next big brand cigarette. I don't think any of the advocates of marijuana advocate that we allow youths to use it. So there will still be that market. When they advertise alcohol today, they advertise it to youths indirectly. Once we legalize marijuana, the marketers are going to target the youths. So although the law would say the youths must not use it, let me say people under 21 must not use it, the law would say that, but the marketers will target those said youths so that the crime levels will not necessarily change.
Chief Pharmacist Tyrone Jah. Meanwhile, local journalist and author Conley Rose argued that St. Vincent and the Grenadines can derive a number of tangible benefits from legalizing marijuana.
St. Vincent would gain financially from the legalization of marijuana. To make marijuana legal or to decriminalize within a context of St. Vincent, you're looking at marijuana tourism, you're looking at recreational marijuana, you're looking at medical marijuana in terms of the pharmacies, GW Pharmaceutical, GlaxoSmithKline, all these large corporations are going and using the extracts. So whether it's to be treating the seizures in children as we are seeing on the TV, we also understand that in our own context, St. Vincent and the Grenadines being the largest producer of marijuana in the OECS. Don't fool ourselves. After Jamaica, we are number two. That's the reality. 30 to 40% of our population either are engaged in it. Not everybody is a planter. Not everybody sell it. Not everybody use it. But we know people are taking it.
Mr. Rose also raised the issue of crime as it relates to persons using marijuana.
Let's look at it this way. Remove the prohibition law, which is absurd, obsolete. It's colonial. It doesn't work in the interest of either the youths or the country. So the resources of the police force now are to be geared not on chasing down a plant or the guys on the block smoking a joint. We're not encouraging that. But going to look for the real criminals, the guns, the ammunition, the guys with the money laundering, the real criminals who are hiding out. In Jamaica, it's still illegal. But they allow you with 2 ounces on your personal possession. They allow you 2 plants in your yard. But with crime now, crime must be reduced if the police force is looking at the real criminals. Crime would go down if you take the state resources as the fight in the real crime in the country.
Local journalist and author Conley Rose. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.